this morning, I found a seed. I found a seed. Praise God. That's a seed too. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't think he won't multiply it either. You know? In Psalms, the 65th Psalm, Psalm 65, in 11th, the 11th verse is our theme scripture for today. Hallelujah. Psalms 65, 11. See everybody there? If you're there, we're going to read. Ready, begin. Thou crowneth the year with thy goodness, and thy path drop fatness. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word today, Lord. Thank you for your word today that shall go forth mightily into the hearts of every hearer. We believe, Lord, that we will not only just hear the word, but, Father, we will apply what we hear. We will hear it and we will walk in it. We'll not just hear it with our natural ears, but our spiritual ears will pick up the supernatural, the power of the Holy Ghost, words that will be anointed to destroy yokes and remove burdens, words that will bring forth revelation knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, and words that will line up and change our path unto righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. We stand on this word today, Lord, believing that your word, when it goes forth, it will not return void, but it will bring forth much fruit to the hearts and minds of every hearer. We ask these blessings in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen. Amen. I'm going to give you a couple of other translations from this passage of scripture. The New American Standard Bible and the Amplified says it this way. New American Standard says, you have crowned the year with your bounty. That word bounty means increase. And your path drips with fatness. The Amplified says it this way. You crown the year with your bounty and goodness, and the tracks of your chariot wheels drip with fatness. You know, when I got out the shower this morning, I was drenched with just water all over me. I was dripping, dripping, dripping. And I want you to know that this verse, a passage of scripture, is talking about how you're going to drip with goodness and fatness and bounty on your life. So I want you to see, come on, you got to see this. Some of y'all just looking at it from the natural. You got to see dripping, dripping. With the favor of God, with the goodness of God, dripping. See, when you're dripping with something, it's on you. See, you know, just like the blessing is on you, you got to see you're dripping with it. See, no, I'm not talking about looking at your neighbor right now. I'm talking about you. Come on, because many of us got to get our mindset changed, our minds renewed to seeing ourselves dripping with what the word of God says. Now, when I was thinking about this message, this is what I want you to focus on today. Hearing God's word bring an overflow of abundance. Now, some of you may not got that. You just think this is just a little normal message. This is powerful, more powerful, I believe, than what you may even think right now. But as you go through this message, you're going to see what I'm talking about. Hearing God's word bring an overflow of abundance. Hearing God's word. Now, as you look at this passage of scripture that was read to you earlier, you see where God himself poured out creation for us. He created everything necessary for us. Not a little bit or a little dab of do you of it, but overflow, surplus, bounty, more than enough. The land was already prepared before we even got here. The blessing was already here before we even stepped on the earth. So you came on earth with the dripping of the blessing. So now I want you to go back to the ninth verse. Talk about the Lord. He said, thou visit the earth and watereth it. He said, thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridge or ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settest the furrows thereof. Thou makest a soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Then he says, thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy path drop fatness. That means this year. No, I'm not. No. I'm talking about this year now. He's pouring out more than enough for you. Come on. Look at what I'm saying here. Look what he said. Let's go back to this verse. Thou crownest. When you're crowned with something, that means you've been anointed with majesty of authority. When you're crowned with something, you reign. You're reigning with something. And he tells you what you're reigning with because he has crowned you with it. He's crowned you with the crown of life. And I ain't talking about just a little life just existing. We're talking about eternal life. We're talking about the abundant life. We're talking about that you will live full until it overflows. He goes on and he says here, he says, with thy goodness and thy path drop fatness. My God, your path. When you're walking in the path of righteousness for his name's sake, you know, you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you won't have to fear no evil because he's with you. His rod and his staff, come on, that's with you. That's dripping the blessings on you, huh? To be able to deal with whatever issue you got to deal with this year. It may look big, but no, it's not. It's nothing too hard for God. Because you're dripping with goodness and fatness. You're dripping with it. Don't even take the towel and wipe it off. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. And when people see you, they say, you look wet. That's right. That's what you want them to see. And see, that crown will be a crown of the anointing. That crown will be a crown of the influence of the power of the Holy Ghost that he's placed on you. He said, I'll pour out my spirit upon you. This is our year. This is our year. This is your year. Don't care how it looks. Don't care how it looks. It looked like they had Jesus down, you know, and he was in the grave for 3 days. It looked like he was out. It looked like when they nailed him on the cross, it looked like he was out. It looked like when he gave up the Holy Ghost or gave up his spirit, it looked like he was out. But he didn't stay there. He arose again on the third day, didn't he? And all power was in his hands. And all power and authority was given unto him. He gave it and delegated to us. And that same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that's in you. And greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Don't walk around looking powerless. You got him on the inside of you. Don't walk around looking like you depressed and sad and discouraged and dismayed. It's no reason for you to walk that way when you got him on the inside of you. You've been crowned with him. You got to remind yourself what you've been crowned with. Now, the important thing that I want you to see out of all of this that I'm trying to share today is what you hear. What are you hearing today? What are your ears picking up today? What are you picking up on your inner ears? What is the revelation that's being given to you now? See, you know, I'm speaking, but the Holy Ghost is also speaking. Holy Ghost is showing you some things dealing with you specifically. And God knows what to say to get to your heart, to get to your situation, to get to your circumstances, so you can hear a word. It's important that we hear the word. The word is so important. I'm looking at, before the year's out, what we got? 9 more months of dripping. 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 You wake up in the morning, don't allow your conscience to go subsided, to think negative. Because your mind will try to take you that way. Don't allow your mind to turn the news on the first thing. Mm-mm. Don't get caught up in what's going on in D.C. or what's dealing with the politicians and what's dealing with the House of Representatives and the Senate. Don't get caught up into that. Right now, you need to get caught up into Jesus. Get caught up in the kingdom of God. A lot of that is distractions to get you off into the natural realm. Get you arguing and fussing about him and her and them. No. Get caught up in Jesus. Get in his presence and let him flow with you. He got a word for you every day. He said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they will follow me. Said this, I hear the voice of the Lord. And every time a preacher preach, I'm hearing the voice of the Lord. Even if he's in error, I will know the word of God that comes forth to be rightly divided. Because the Holy Ghost on the inside of me, he is the teacher. He will reveal all things. And he will show me things to come. I believe that. The preacher said it. That settles it, glory to God. Now you may think, you know, I ain't trying to hype me. Ain't about me hyping me. But this is the word. This is the word of the Lord. I want you to go to Romans, the 10th chapter, so you can see something here. I want to show you something. Romans, 10th chapter. Romans, 10th chapter. The Bible said those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And we know that, and that's true. But God also said that you need to hear a preacher. You can't get away from the word of God. You got to go by what the word says. Make sure you, when the preacher's preaching, is it the word? Does it line up with what Paul has written by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit? Remember Paul said this to Timothy, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. God wants good works in us, but it's manifest by the word. See, God operates by his word. His word is a seed. Every time you hear the word, it's a seed that's being sown in good ground. Not stony ground, not thorny grounds, Not grounds by the wayside. Good ground, 30, 60, 100-fold return. Say, I'm good ground. Say, I'm good ground. And if you're good ground, that means you're supposed to be bearing fruit. You're supposed to expect fruit. The 10th chapter of Romans, look what it says here. Go with me to the 13th verse. He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, shall be delivered, shall be made whole, shall be prosperous, shall be preserved, shall be healed, shall have safety in their lives, shall have ministering of angels operating in their behalf. That's dripping on you, glory to God. Look what he says now. This is where I'm giving you an explanation here in the 14th verse. He says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a what? How can you hear without a preacher? And I know you can hear God. But according to the word of God, he said, you got to have a preacher too. You need to have a preacher in your life to preach that word, anointed word, that word that has the power on it to release in your life to cause things to change and rearrange and line up so that healing can be manifested, deliverance can be manifested, wholeness can be manifested, peace can be manifested, joy can be manifested. Why? Because you need to hear the preached word of God. You got to hear it. Now look at what he says here in the 17th verse. We quote this scripture a lot, but look at what he says in the 17th verse. Well, let me not go too fast. Let's go back to the 15th verse. And how shall they preach except they be sent? See, everybody ain't sent. He said, and it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. See, everybody ain't preaching the gospel of peace. They preaching, but they ain't preaching the gospel of peace. They preaching confusion. They preaching the law to put you in bondage. Peace come to make you free. The gospel of peace, he says. And he says, being glad tidings of good things. Good things. I said goodness will be on you. Fatness will be on you. Good things. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. Good things. Tell your neighbor, good things. He goes to 16th verse. He said, and they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah said, Lord, who has believed our report? See, just because you hear a report, that don't mean you believe the report. When I hear a report coming on the news telling me there's going to be a hurricane that's going to come through Virginia, I don't believe the report. I believe the Lord's report. But I got to say something to get the Lord fruit of it, the manifestation of it. So I release my faith. And then he goes here in the 17th verse. What does he say? So then faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. How does faith come? By hearing. And by hearing. See, here's the thing. Most Christians hear it and they just heard it and think they got it. According to the scripture, not according to how you think, according to the word of God, it comes by you hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. You got to continue to hear. Even when it don't look like it's working, you continue to decree it. You continue to hear it. You continue to hear it. You continue to do what the word says. Don't think that word won't work. Don't think that word won't work. The devil trying to get you to say stinking words out of your mouth. Negative words out of your mouth. You speak the word. You speak faith. You speak life-filled words. I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. He said, choose life. You and your seed will live. So if I choose death, I can kill my life. I can destroy my family. Keep speaking the word. Not just, okay, I heard that before, Pastor. Well, you're going to hear it again. You're going to hear it again. God's word changes not. And every time you hear it, God is germinating. He's planting the seed. He's watering the seed. And then he's giving the increase. That's what Paul said. Paul planteth, Apollos watereth. God gives the increase. Stick to the word. Stick to the word. Stick to what God has said. And you know, many of you ain't been sticking to the word. You go back and say, I got this. You may have the symptoms as the doctor has diagnosed, but you don't have to claim it. You don't have to hold on to it. Speak to that mountain as God's word has said. Tell that disease, those symptoms where to go. Don't hold fast to the doctor report. Whose report shall you believe? Say this, I will believe the report of the Lord. And the report of the Lord says, I am healed. Well, I've been saying that for a while, Pastor. Keep saying it, glory to God. Don't stop saying it. Keep hearing it. Keep hearing it. Keep hearing it. Keep speaking it. And believe that word will work. That word will change and rearrange. And your spirit man will just come alive on the inside. And you say, oh, I got that. I got it now. It may have took a little while, but I got it now. Huh? That word began to work on me. As I was speaking that word, man, I saw something on the inside of me come alive and ignite. And I said, thank you, Jesus. I got it now, Lord. I got it. I got it. I ain't talking no negative thing. I ain't talking no things that'll come against me. I'm talking the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and add no sorrow. None whatsoever. Hallelujah. Keep yourself in a place of rest. And that word rest, what I'm talking about here is you're resting in Him. You're trusting in Him. You're relying on Him. You're putting your total confidence in Him. Rest. When you're resting, that's what you're doing when you're resting. I'm confident. I'm trusting. I'm relying. That's what you do when you're resting. When you're truly resting, for they say you ain't resting if you're frustrated, if you got anxiety going off, and you're saying everything that's contrary to the Word of God, you're not resting. You got to tell yourself, the God of peace sanctify me wholly. He separate me, spirit, soul, and body, to be blameless to the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I have the peace of God that passes all understanding. See, what am I doing? I'm reminding myself what God says, and I'm hearing it. Hearing it is so important. Now, you know, check this out. You know, many times in the church, and I've even said it myself, and I have to make sure I rightly divide the word and not just say a scripture but not carry it out to its fullest truth. And many times you just don't have the knowledge at that time. But, you know, we've had people say, you know, and you hear this, be ye doers of the word and not just hearers only. So we put emphasis on doing. But God never took the significance off of hearing. Hearing is so important. I got to hear. Moses had to hear from the Lord. You know, all the prophets had to hear from the Lord before they did anything. Miracles and signs and wonders that you saw Jesus perform, he taught the people. They had to hear a word before the miraculous manifestation of the power of the Holy Ghost came about. They had to hear a word, right? They had to hear a word. And so when I was thinking about this, I want you to go to the book of James. So let's look at that. Because I can talk about it, but you didn't see it. But let's see what the scripture says. So important to see this passage of scripture coming out of James, the first chapter of James. James, the scripture that I just quoted out of the 22nd verse, and the Bible says, but be ye doers of the word and not just hearers only, deceiving your own self. Well, don't just stop there and leave it there. Well, let's see the whole. See, don't just take the text and take it out of the context. Let's get the revelation of it. See, I want revelation. And look what the scripture says. He says, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. So I'm hearing the word, but I ain't doing what I hear. That's what he's saying. But you got to hear it first to be able to do it. But they were hearing it and weren't doing it. So, you know, you got to hear it first in order to do it. It's not so much putting the emphasis on doing, without hearing. Because I want to make sure what I hear, I'm following the right instructions what the Lord has instructed us to carry out. Look what he says here. Go on. 24th verse. For he beholdeth. Say beholdeth. That when you behold something, you're looking at it. You know, when you look at the mirror in the morning, you see how beautiful and lovely you are. Yeah? You know, God made you in his image and in his likeness. You a gorgeous thing, aren't you? And he beholdeth himself and goeth. Look what he says. And he goeth away straightway, forgetting what manner of man he was. Now, how did he forget? He forgot because he got what he heard. He forgot that he was called to be the blessed and not the curse. He forgot that he was called to be the head and not the tail. Above and not beneath. He was called to, or he forgot that he was called to be healed by the Lamb of the stripes of the Lamb of God. He forgot all those things. He walked away from it. He heard it, but he forgot it. Look at what I'm saying now. See what I'm saying, lining up with the Word of God. He forgetteth what manner of man he is. How did I forget what kind of man I was? I forgot what I heard that God said I was. When I heard, I tell the guys in prison, you know, you're a man of God. You're a man of valor. You're a man that God created you to be an excellent father, a son, and a husband over your family. Other words, but then they heard it, and then they went on back to what they used to do. They heard it. But they didn't allow it to stick with them. They forgot what they heard. That's why it's so important for you and I to hear, constantly hear the word. See, some people think in the church they can just hear, I got it. Come on, how many people? You know, some of y'all done said it. I got it. Huh? And so you think you got it. Yeah, you, all right, but you know those days that you felt a little empty? Felt something was missing. Don't tell me none of y'all never been there. And you notice that you did not get in that word. Well, you've been off the word for a while. And you just felt something, absence in your life. You said, something's missing here. The word. Got to hear it. Not just sometime. Now look at what the scripture says here. Look at what the scripture says here. The 25th verse. He says, and whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein. Continue. Ask your neighbor. Neighbor, do you know what continue means? You want me to help you? It means continue. And you got to laugh at yourself. And you know there are times you didn't continue. He says, and being not a forgetful hearer. The reason why you were a forgetful hearer, because you didn't continue. If you had continued, you would not have forgotten his benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Remind yourself of what God says, because the enemy wants you to think on his thoughts, just like he did Adam and Eve, to twist your thoughts from God's thoughts. And he says here, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. Blessed in his deeds because he has heard the word continually. And he's doing the works of what he has heard continually. And what's leading him now is what he has heard from the word of God, not from the world, or not from the enemy who comes to deceive, who come to steal, kill, and destroy that word that you have heard. And it's life in the word. You know you got to have that word continually. Go with me to the book of Galatians. Just to tie in with this. Book of Galatians, 3rd chapter. Go down to the 2nd verse. Got to be a continuer. Hearer. of the word. Galatians 3rd chapter, 2nd verse, and he says, this only would I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? How did you receive the Holy Ghost? Was it by the works of the law? Or was it by the Spirit of faith? It was by the Spirit of faith that you, but you had to hear it. See, it was by, in other words, you heard it by someone telling you, hey, how to get filled with the Holy Ghost, how to receive the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Someone had to speak that so that in your spirit, the Word of God caused the inner man to come alive and to receive. See, because the Word is alive. The Word is alive. We're talking about the incorruptible seed, not the corruptible seed, the incorruptible seed that brings forth life. And every time you hear the word, you're receiving life seeds. Life seeds. Man, it's causing you to drip. You better keep your mind on dripping with goodness and fatness. Y'all be coming out, y'all be walking out of church like this. Huh? What happened? I'm dripping with goodness and fatness. Huh? I love it. Oh, you done gained a whole lot of dripping and fatness on you, haven't you? Yeah. That's right. Flow with it, baby. Now look what he says here. He says, in the third verse, he says, see, because it's by hearing of faith. He said, are ye so foolish? Because these Galatians, they were foolish. Because they were caught up in the law. Still trying to stick to the law. And God was trying to let them see through Paul preaching to them that, hey, you've been redeemed from that curse. Now you're under the spirit of the law of faith. By the spirit of the life in Christ, who have made you free, who has given you liberty. He didn't come to keep you in bondage with regulations of do's and don'ts and policies. He come to give you life-filled words of deliverance. And look what he says here. He says here in the third verse, he says, are you so foolish? Having begun in the spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? You got the Holy Ghost, you feel. Now you want to go back to the flesh. Now you want to go back to the law. Now you want to go back to what you can think you can do in your own willpower, your own strength. Not by your might, not by your power, but by my spirit, he says, the Lord. And see, Jesus said these words, my words are spirit and they are life. Glory to God. You got to see that when you're speaking spirit-filled words that's full of life. And the enemy don't want you to think like you're speaking, this word is so powerful. It's his word that he's given us that is so powerful. See, the word is powerful all by itself. All he needs is a speaker. Will you be the speaker? Will you be the prophet of your soul? Will you speak life instead of death? Will you speak blessings instead of cursings? Will you speak truth instead of lying? Don't think the Holy Ghost can't change you and renew your mind. Look, I'm going to line up today because I'm hearing the word of God continually. No, not just Sunday. Even the night you go to bed, you make sure you tell that flesh, get under. Yeah. I'm determined this is going to be my great year. Yeah. And I'm going to hear this word. I'm going to hear this word in the morning when I get up. No. I ain't going to say, I'm going to sleep a little bit longer. No, the Holy Spirit said, get up. That's the Holy Ghost talking to you. You better be obedient because that's your blessing. That's your goodness and fatness. That's the dew in the morning. That's the dew in the morning that he wants you to pick up. Oh, they put me first. Oh, they showing me love. My God. I know that I got to do something for them because that's my child. You know, don't think he's not looking at you when you're spending time with him. Don't think he's not looking at you when you're loving on him and you say, look, I just want to be around you today, Lord. I just want to worship you right now. And then you, whatever went, was what the enemy tried to put on you, you know you've been in the present. And it'll run off you like a duck's back. That enemy attack, it won't even faze you because you've been in his presence. I get on my motorcycle. I rode my motorcycle yesterday because it was a warm day, right? I got on that bike. Kind of hit it a little bit. I probably shouldn't have, but I did, you know. But I'm protected. Amen. I'm talking to the Lord when I'm riding my bike. I'm praising God, and I'm riding through the country roads, and you know, because I don't like to be around a lot of traffic. I'm just enjoying his presence. And you need to be in your car. I don't ride no bike, so be in your car. Whatever, be in your SUV. You know, talk to him continually. Hear it. But make sure you're saying the word. Even at night, when I go to bed at night, and I wake up in the middle of the night, all of us do sometimes. We wake up, I make sure, okay, whatever's trying to get on my mind, you know, because the negative things try to come on your mind in the middle of the night. Don't tell me it don't, because they come with me. So when it comes in my mind, I got a scripture for it. I put a scripture out on the enemy. And I meditate on it. Because what you're doing, you're hearing the word of God continually. Continually. See, and don't think it ain't doing the work. It's doing the work. Every time you keep your mind, whose mind is stayed on him, he'll keep you in perfect peace. Don't think it's not doing the work. Even if you don't feel like it, it's doing the work. Don't be moved by how you feel. Be moved by the word that you're speaking out of your mouth. You know, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, you won't sleep. You just say, Lord, you give your beloved sleep, sweet rest. Go ahead and quote the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He's making me to lie down. Green pastures, glory to God. He restoreth my soul and leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. He anointeth my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness, mercy, follow me. Hey, that's not crazy. That's stand in line with the will of God. That's stand in line in the spirit of God. That's stand in line with the fatness and the goodness that he said will drip on you, crown you. See, you're keeping it a constant meditation on that. And you're not allowing your mind to go crazy at night. You're not allowing your mind to be worried because the enemy will try, you know, don't look like it working, do it. Huh? You know, you still ain't got that project done yet. Forget it. I cast every care unto you, Father, because you said you carest for me. I'm trusting in the Lord with all my heart, leading not to my own understanding. What am I doing? I'm repeating the word. Constantly repeating the word. I'm not allowing myself to get all caught up in and beat myself up with the enemy words that come against my mind. See? He can't fight you with the word. We overcome by the blood of a lamb and the word of our testimony. What does he say? He says here in the third verse, he said, "O ye so foolish, having begun in the spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh?" You're not made perfect by the flesh, by your works. Made perfect through Jesus Christ. Finished works. You trust in his finished work, his complete work. This is the confidence that I have in him. He which has begun a good work in me will perform it, will complete it. I'm trusting in him. Not me, but him in me. My faith is in him. See, he's the author and finisher of your faith. He's the one who began it. And he's the one who will complete it. He's the one who started it. He's the one who will finish it. Come on here. You ain't finished yet. You're here for a purpose, an assignment. Don't let the enemy say, it's time for you to go now. Get thee behind me, Satan. Bow down to the word of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, be gone. And then you just go ahead and sing along your song. Huh? Holy Ghost on the inside. Working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Glory to God. Whatever song come to you, you could just, that you know the Holy Ghost song now. Make sure it line up with the word of God, because you want something that's going to make a difference. Amen? Go with me to the book of Hebrews. Still lining up here. Hearing. We got to hear. It's important what we hear. The Bible tells us to take heed what we hear. Take heed what you hear from the man of God when he speaks to you. And you know it's life-filled words that's making a difference in your life. They that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Don't think the Spirit of the Lord is not speaking to us today. We need to hear a word from God. And don't think God ain't speaking to you a word even right now. That you need to continue in listening to my word. If you don't get nothing else today, you need to continue to listen to my word. You know that flesh want to rise up? I got flesh like you too. He want to jump on me. Tell me, don't study. And I said, I'm going to study. I don't care what you say. My body be tired. I don't feel like it. I feel the same way you do. I choose not to let my feelings take over what God says he has for me. It's a fight. But he said, fight the good fight of faith. He said, we walk by faith and not by sight. It's a fight. But you win. You win. The enemy will want to think, you ain't winning this fight. Yes, you do. You win it. You got to say, yes, I am. I'm winning this fight. Because I got the word of God. You ain't said nothing. Don't worry. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get in this word. God, you're going to show me something. He said, seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. Ask and ye shall receive. Lord, I'm asking. Don't think he won't come on the scene for you. You just ask, Lord, I need help right now. You're the ever-present help in the time of need. I know you're going to be there for me because you said you'll never leave me nor forsake me. The enemy don't want you to be thinking like that. He wants you to be trouble-minded. But let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Believe in God. Believe also in me, he says. I'm trusting in you, Lord. I'm believing in you, Lord. Trouble, you got to go. You don't live here. David, don't go in Jesus' name. Don't play with him. Where I tell you to go? Hebrews, that's all I told you, didn't I? Go with me to Hebrews, the fourth chapter. Hebrews, fourth chapter. Hebrews, fourth chapter. Check this out. Check this out. Hebrews, fourth chapter, second verse. Look at the word of God says. He says, for unto us was the gospel preached. That's the good news. The gospel of peace. We just talked about that. Right? It was preached. It was preached. As well as unto them. Unto them, the Israelites. See? As well as unto them. Those who go all the way back with Moses. They heard even the good news. They heard about going into the promised land. Going into a land full of milk and honey. Going into a place where homes they didn't have to build was built for them. Going into a place where wells that they didn't have to dig was dug for them. Going into a blessed place, glory to God. Dripping with fatness and goodness. Come on, see that on the inside. Pastors that's already been prepared. They didn't have to plow any grounds. Plant any seeds already prepared. Come on, some of y'all. I'm trying to get you to see. We done read the scripture. Don't be a forgetful person and you hear the word and you let it go because you don't mix it with faith. They didn't mix it with faith. What do you mean? Let's go and see. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them. Look what it says, that heard it. That heard it. They heard it, but they didn't continue to hear it. They heard it because, look, when you heard something, it's you just heard it. It's gone now. But they heard it, but they didn't continue to talk about it. They heard what Moses said, but then they began to look at themselves as grasshoppers. And the grasshoppers in the house? You're giant killers. Tell your neighbor, you're a giant killer. So start acting like it. You're a giant killer, glory to God. You're not a grasshopper. You're a giant killer. You come to possess the land. You come to take the land. It may be a fight, but God said, I'll fight your battle for you. Caleb and Joshua said, we're prepared. We can take the land. Watch those dream killers. It was more dream killers than it was those who were speaking the vision. Watch them people in the church who's going against the pastor's vision. You say, you ain't in agreement here. You need to be in agreement. This church will be built. Look, see, some of you say, well, we got to have this number of people. You in the natural. I know you in the natural. You ain't looking in the supernatural. You a natural minded man, you know. And a natural minded, the Bible talks about natural minded man is imminent against God. Because there ain't no faith there. Don't be, you say, well, I ain't like the Israelites. Well, you talking against the vision. They talked against Moses' vision. And see, it's important that you speak the word. Believe the word. Come in agreement with the word. And believe when the word come in agreement. If two agree on earth touching anything that we shall ask, it shall be done. Oh, our Father which is in heaven. They heard it, but they didn't continue to hear it. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. Tell your neighbor, and hearing. Tell them again, and hearing, and hearing tomorrow, and hearing the rest of this year. That's how faith comes. Not by having heard. Because you heard it, but you ain't saying no more about it. Keep saying it. By his stripes I'm healed. Keep saying it. God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Keep saying it. Don't stop saying it because you didn't see the manifestation. Keep saying it continually. The enemy want to shut you up, shut you down, and shut you out. That's what he want to do. But God said, my word will not return void. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. My word will not pass away. You keep saying the word. You keep believing the word. That word will work. Believe when you say the word will manifest after his kind. You know, I was telling you about Jesus, how Jesus, when he was ministering many times, the multitude followed after him because they wanted to hear first. They wanted to hear what he had to say. They heard about this man from Galilee. They heard about this man who caught the Red Sea. They heard about this man that's anointed of God and caused the blinded eyes to see and caused the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. They heard about this man that people grew limbs on their body. They heard about him. They want to know, is he the man? And you know, you got the man on the inside. Go with me to the book of Luke. The book of Luke. The fifth chapter, Matthew, Mark, Luke, fifth chapter, Luke, fifth chapter, 15th verse. You know, Jesus had brought forth healing to many who were sick, who were vexed in spirit, who had leprosy, and he cleansed them because it's his will for you to be healed. The 15th verse says, but so much of the more went there of fame. After he had cleansed the man of leprosy, this is what happened. Abroad of him, he said, and a great multitude. It wasn't just a multitude. It was a great multitude. That means it wasn't just a few hundred people. It was thousands of people. It says great. See, it didn't say a little multitude, or it didn't say just multitude. It says great multitude. So there were many there because they had heard about him. He said, great multitude came together. What did they do? To hear. The first thing you got to do, you got to hear. And you can't hear without a preacher. And the preacher is preaching. So you can't say you haven't heard. And Jesus was the preacher. And Jesus was preaching. And they were listening. And look what he says here. And he says to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. What did they hear? They heard words that will birth forth healing. Surely he have bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. They heard healing words. Luke talked about how in the book of Acts, the 10th chapter, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So if healing is not a manifestation, if sickness is in manifestation in your body, that's an attack of the enemy. But Jesus went about healing. Pastor, I try. No, you keep speaking. Forget about the trying. Get off the trying trip. Ain't about trying. It's about believing. It's about believing. Just keep believing. Believing until he call you on up to heaven. Keep on believing. See? The question is, he want to see whether you go all the way with this thing. You truly go all the way with believing. And he said, and to be healed by him of their infirmities. So all of them were healed who heard and wanted to be healed. He didn't turn anyone away. Go with me to the sixth chapter, next chapter over. Go to the 17th verse. We're still on hearing. We're still on hearing. You got to hear. I mean, it's all through the Bible, hearing. I mean, you know, this scripture that we talked about hearing. We talked about, you know, I was preaching last year about my son attending to my words. Incline thine ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for their life to those that find them, and health to all. See, if you find them, that means you've been looking at them. You've been listening to them. Life and health to all your flesh. Medicine to all your flesh. Sixth chapter. Go to the 17th verse. And the Bible says this, and he came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples. There it is again. And a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem. So they know there's a lot of people. Because you're talking about two different cities here, Judea and Jerusalem. And from the sea coast of Tyre. There it is, Tyre and Sidon. Which came to do what? To hear him. Come on, hear this. Hear the Lord. He's speaking to you. You want to hear a word from him? You know, everybody say, I want to hear a word. Lord, I want to hear a word from him. Go to the word. Amen. I want to hear from the Lord. Go to the word. How do I hear from the Lord? I go to the word. And then when I go to the word, I ask God to open up my eyes and my understanding. And then he'll speak to me even what I've read or I've studied. He'll show me things. Holy Spirit is on the inside of you to do that. But you got to hear a preacher too. Make sure the preacher's rightly dividing the word of truth. And you know, you got the Spirit in there to let you know too. Spirit will let you know. Because, you know, this is a teaching ministry. We're here for a purpose. I would never want to wrongly divide the word of truth. Now, to say I have always rightly divided the word of truth, I'd be lying, my pants be on fire. I would say all ministers' pants would be on fire. And I'm not saying it to try to cover me. It's just that many have took on what they heard someone else said without doing study. The Bible says study to show yourself approved unto God. They say approve unto man. 2 Timothy 2:15, prove unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I never want to say anything in error, but I've come in this pulpit and I've said, look, that won't right. I respect the person who said that versus one who just ride it and say, you know, I hope y'all forget what I said. No. Because I see the responsibility that it takes to minister to people where your blood will be on my hands if I don't tell you the truth. The whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God. And I'm not saying it's because that's what we say in the court. Go here. Look what he says. He says, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed and unclean spirits, they were what? Healed. But they had to hear first. 19 verse. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and healed some of them. I couldn't even trick y'all, could I? See, that's what I'm talking about. You need to know. Somebody says something, you didn't. No, it ain't what the word says. Mm-mm. I heard what you say, but that ain't what the word said. He said he healed them all. That means that anyone that comes to the Lord, I don't care what mess you in, he's not evaluating like some preachers have done, where you know you ain't got that right. The Lord can't heal you today. If that the case, he would have never healed none of them either, because all of them was in sin. Every single one of them that he healed, all were in sin. None of them were born again. None of them were born again. Christ had not yet died. They weren't walking in the Spirit of the Lord. They weren't walking in that new creation. They were still dead men. But he's able to deliver dead men and cause them to be alive. And you and I have that same power, because the Bible says that we can lay hands on them and they will recover. I think I got one more scripture I want to take. Go to the book of Deuteronomy. And you better watch that when preachers say you got one more scripture. Deuteronomy 28th chapter. You know, we had talked about this because I've been teaching for the last 3 months in Bible study on the blessing. Because I'm saying it continually. I'm meditating on it continually. I'm talking about the blessing of the Lord. Talking about the Father's blessing. I'm talking about releasing the blessing. I'm talking about the blessing versus the curse. Talking about the power of the blessing. And the Lord got me focusing on the blessing. I just can't get off the blessing zone. And the Bible talks about us hearkening to the voice of God. And the first through the 14th verse talks about the blessing. But it also talking about you hearing. What are you saying? You hear me say this all the time. I said it even today. But I got to keep saying it because that's what I believe. I believe what the word says. I'm blessed going in. I'm blessed coming out. I'm blessed in the city. I'm going to be the lender, not the borrower. I see myself blessed, blessed, blessed. And is that not being arrogant? Because we talked about Jabez. And I ain't got time to talk about Jabez. But we talked about him. He spoke some words because his name was Sorrow. But he changed his word. He changed his word to talk about, hey, I'm going to cry out unto the Lord. And I'm going to believe that I'm blessed. My borders and coasts will go beyond where I am. And no evil will befall me. See? Because he was looking at himself as being made in the image of God, creation, and not what his mom called him, pain maker, sorrow maker. Every time you saw Jabez, hey, sorrow, but your sorry self, what you doing here? Huh? Can you imagine your name being sorrow? Please don't name your kids Diablo or nothing like that. That's, you know, little devil. And please make sure, I know y'all not going to do that, but help some of these young women that are out there. They need to, you know, they're pregnant. Tell them, don't curse your child. First verse says this, and it shall come to pass, 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, if thou shall do what? Hearken diligently. That means consistent and constant. Continually, that's what it means. Unto the voice of the Lord thy God. How can I hear the voice? I go to the word. Observe and to do all the commandments which I have commanded thee this day, that thou, the Lord God, will set thee on high above all nations on the earth. And all of these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken. There it is again. Hear. Unto the voice of the Lord thy God. And what shall you hear? Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Speak it. I know, see, somebody, you said, well, I done heard this before. You need to hear it more often than you heard it before. In other words, it comes up out of you naturally. It's a part of your makeup. It's your character. It's who you are. The word has fashioned you and molded you and have broken you and have, you know, have actually come to bring conviction into your heart to righteousness. So you're being right standing with God, knowing who you are, not ashamed of who you are, because you're made in the image of God and you have his word. And as he is, so are you in the earth. Remind yourself of what the word says. Keep on hearing. Watch the garbage that you listen to. You know what the Lord tell you? The Lord said, don't listen to that. And you got that station on. You got that channel on that station. You got those commentators and those haters and hater for the Democratic, hated for the Republican, independent, just haters all over. And you don't realize you're picking up that hater spirit. What are you hearing? Don't think that what you hear and continue to hear doesn't have an impact or influence on your life. That is why when I hear about a storm, I don't continue to turn to the next weather station and hear about the storm. I speak to the storm. And I don't know, I just thank God, he always works. I even tell the guys at jail, you know, when they talk to me, we're talking about that snow. I said, there ain't no snow. Ain't gonna be no snow. People's forecasting snows, gonna be some snow. All we saw was a little sprinkle. Well, ain't a little flurries. Yeah, that sprinkle is water, right? You know, it wasn't no major thing. But I already spoke over it. And not that you hype on you. See, you almost, you got to continue to practice this. Because if you don't practice, you're not consistent. You're not continuing in it. So when it's time to come, when a major storm comes or a tornado comes or a hurricane comes, you're backing off. Huh? Because see, you got to be like King David. He took care of the lion. He took care of the bear. But he also took care of Goliath, that giant that everybody was afraid of. You may be the one that everybody's afraid of, but you stand. This year is the year of the blessing, of the goodness dripping on you. Fatness. You're walking around fat. Huh? I can see somebody go, some of y'all real small. Y'all small like me, you know. Some of y'all smaller than me, you know. But I can see y'all fat. Fat of goodness. I can see fatness on you, fat of goodness on you. I mean, blessing on you. I can see so much is on you. Don't you turn away from the opportunities that God's going to bring in your life this year. Provisions that he's already set up for you. He's already set it up for you. It was prepared just for you. That new job, because you know, you say, you know, Lord, is it something else you want me to do here? I know you got something else you want me to. Is it another wall you want me to pull down? It's, you know, because see, some of y'all don't like to go up against stuff. You gotta know who you are. You fat. You got God's anointing on you. Jesus wasn't scared, was he, Maxine? Huh? Nope. He looked fear in the face, told fear where to go. Come on, come on. You know, y'all don't let this stuff go too long now. Stop tolerating it. Stop looking at it being bigger than who he is in you. You know, many times, you got to understand when I'm speaking a word, especially a prophetic word, and I minister to the Lord, and people ask me, what did you say? I can't remember what I said. Because I'm not talking out of my head. I'm talking out of my spirit. Amen. And the key is, I don't have time to stop and write down. Okay, I remember I said that. And I've said that. I don't have time to go back and try to figure out what I said. I shut down the anointing that he wants to continue to flow. So don't cut off the anointing. What I'm trying to say is, many times he's talking to you, you know you got up. Before he finished. Amen. Y'all love me? You know you got up because you was in that zone. He was speaking to you. You've been in the word. And you was flowing with him. And he was giving you revelation. And you got happy. You got so happy that you got up. But he won't finish. Make sure he's finished. Make sure he said, okay, that's good. Okay, you. It's time for you to go now. The road is clear. You can go start your car and get on the road, huh? Don't think he won't make all provisions for you. Don't think he won't prepare the way, make the crooked places plain. He'll make sure everything is in line, and even if it don't look right, he'll line it up because he'll give you a word because you've been in his presence. See, you ain't walking by sight. This year, you ain't walking by sight. You ain't walking by sight on your job. You're not walking by sight on your job. Come on, you know, you've been many times, you've been in the natural on your job, and you looked at everything from the natural, and God said, no, it's time for you to step into the supernatural. It's time, you've been talking about others, what they're supposed to be doing. Where are you? Where are you now? Where are you going with this thing? Stop looking at everybody else. God want to know what you're going to do with this thing. Tell your neighbor, what you going to do? Say, I'm going to, now look, let me help you out. Say, I'm going to hear first. And then whatever he tell me to do, I'm going to do it. See? Not I'm going to do first to impress somebody. See, a lot of times that's what we do. We got to do it because, well, I feel shame if I don't do nothing. I got to do something so I can feel like it take the shame off me. You know, because people ask me, you done it yet? Have you got it straight yet? Huh? And you say, it is well. But it don't look like it is well with my soul. Speak the word only. Continually speak that word. See, because the enemy wants you to say, no, I ain't got it yet. Huh? And people ask you about the church, you know? Let me throw that out there. People ask you about the church. Huh? They say, y'all been to that church yet? It's well with my soul. You don't know how many people. I'm a preacher, so you know it come to me. You know? And they ain't giving a dime. Everybody be asking me. They ain't sold a dime. All they said was, they're looking. So obviously, they're looking from the natural. See? They're looking from the natural, but they ain't even operating from the supernatural. And you know, like we shared today about your giving. Giving love, never give out of strife, never give out of a grudging spirit. I can't get this enough, because why? You're hearing this now. You're hearing this. I want to make sure my spirit is right with God. I don't want nobody throwing stuff at me. I don't want you throwing money at me. You know, Doug, take it. No. Mm-mm. If that's the case, you can keep it. Because I'm, see, you know what? Hey, I love God so much, because God said, I'm going to show out. You remember Gideon? When he had, I think it was 22,000 soldiers that he had. 22,000. And he was going up with an army of armies greater than 22,000. But God told him, hey, take your soldiers, take them down to the river and let them drink at the river. And the ones who drink, those are the ones I want you to keep. No, the ones who lap. Lap. I get it right. Ones who lap, because here's the thing. I got it. Y'all won't preach too, don't you? The ones who are lapping, they're looking up. But the ones who are drinking, they got their head down. They're not even looking up. Anybody can come and just take their heads off. He said, okay, you got 300 of them. We're going to go with that. Now, from a natural standpoint, you would say, how in the world? How in the world can we take all these armies that to destroy them with 300 men? And I had 22,000. I'm trying to get into some of y'all heads, because I know where some of y'all are. And that's why I had to tell this one. God told me to share this one. I didn't prepare it, but that's why I got the number a little lip, you know, about the lapping and stuff. But here's the thing I want you to see, though. They didn't even have to go into battle. They didn't even have to fight. All they did was blow the trumpet. They blew the trumpet. They had a sound that went into heaven and brought confusion upon the armies, where they killed themselves with their swords. Huh? You'll cause the enemy to become confused when he come against you. He'll come against you one way, but he'll flee several ways, because you got the word of God on your side. You got the spirit of the Lord, which is the word of God, the sword of the spirit on your side to win every battle. Remind yourself, the battle has already been won. Remind yourself, you've been made already a conqueror, more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Remind yourself, I am always the head, not sometime head. Always the head and not the tail. Remind yourself who you are. Keep that word before you continually, because faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. You got to hear it. And hearing and hearing. You got to continue to hear it, even when you don't feel like hearing it. Hear it anyway. Hear it anyway. Hear it anyway. Why? Because I believe I got it. I believe I got it. Come on, stand up on your feet. Say, I got it. I got it right now. And I'm going to continue to say it. Hallelujah.